Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as our values. This is an offered intention, but if there is something else that you would like to bring into your practice today that you are working on or as an intention, of course, you are more than welcome to do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And just begin to deepen your breath. As you breathe, just tune in to how you're feeling today. How did the morning greet you? How did you greet the morning? Is there anything about today that feels sticky, or anything that feels warm and exciting? Just notice. Don't judge. Just let it be. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, keep filling up those lungs, and exhale. And tune into the collective. To all the people you are communing with across space and time. Sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. As I begin shuffling our cards for today, I invite you to focus back in on our intention of philosophy or values, and whatever intention you perhaps invited into the practice today. As always, just really begin to think about what philosophy means to you, what those values mean to you. Do you feel like your philosophy has developed at all? Like you have any more clarity on your values? Is it still a little bit of a question mark? Are there new questions that you've developed that you would like to explore? Just let them be here in this moment. As always, this is a reading for the collective, for whoever has found this across space, time. Well, okay then. Did y'all see that happen? That was crazy. Okay, we have the Nine of Cups and the Six of Pentacles in reverse. Ooh, this is really interesting. Okay, we'll start with the Nine of Cups, where we can see this man is sitting on a bench in front of his nine cups, arms folded in a protective gesture. This has always felt very much like a trophy room to me, and it's kind of, I dare you to come take any of these cups away from me. And of course, the cups, the suit of love, romance, the feelings, relationship, but also kind of material experience. There is a self-protection that is happening, something that is almost afraid to let you actually experience. You're kind of holding your feelings back from really being in the present moment and instead letting your feelings kind of exist separate from you and truly guarding them. Like this is just like guarding your feelings. And then we have the Six of Pentacles in reverse, which the Six of Pentacles shows a man with coins in one hand and the scales in the other, giving to the needy. This is a charity card. And to get it in reverse is once again focusing very much on the self and what the self needs. The Six of Pentacles in reverse and the Nine of Cups are both turning away from focus on other and into focus on the self, and both feel a little fear-based to me. Both feel like this Nine of Cups is almost like a fear of getting hurt or being too vulnerable, and the Six of Pentacles in reverse feels like a fear of not having enough, right? Like, I cannot donate if I don't have enough for myself, if there's not enough to go around. And I think both of these messages, when we pair it with the idea of philosophy, is it's okay for this to be an internal pursuit, but it should not be a selfish one. It needs to include others, and it's not just how we think about ourselves, it's also how we think about other people. I'm hearing that there is this idea of, oh, I have this philosophy and it only applies to me. And I think the challenge in this message is to apply that philosophy to other people too. Whether it is, I deserve grace because of XYZ and this other person doesn't, maybe not even because it's like, well, they don't have XYZ, so they don't deserve grace, but it's, we don't see it, so we don't even think that they need it, right? We don't see beyond that curtain, so there's no motivation to almost offer that to someone else. I think there's also the flip side of this, which is, oh, well, other people may need help, but I don't, right? There is, in both sides of this conundrum, there is this idea that I deserve different treatment than someone else, whether that's because I'm not good enough or I'm better than, it is still, I am different. And this is a reminder that we are not different than anybody else. We are all human. We are all living in the human experience. And while, yes, we do have different cards that we are dealt, we do have different experiences and privileges, there are baseline things that we are all worthy of and we are all deserving of. And that goes for how you treat other people, but also how you deserve to be treated. It's very golden rule. How do I want to make other people feel? How do my actions encourage different actions in the global community, in the world around me? How do my values impact other people, not just me? Philosophy has long been an individual pursuit, but perhaps it's time for it to be a communal one. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by our theme of philosophy manifested as values and the Six of Pentacles in reverse and the Nine of Cups, our mantra is going to be, I hold grace for myself and others. Regardless of whichever side of this coin you feel like you tend to fall down on, and I think we probably all do a little bit or a lot of it of both, we should be holding grace for ourselves for those shortcomings that we make, but also for the things that we feel like we don't always deserve grace for, we do, and that extends to other people too. Okay, whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I hold grace for myself and others. For our practice today, I want you to think about this concept of forgiveness and grace. And are those values that you hold? And are they a subsection of a deeper value, or is that the value in and of itself? Because I don't hold forgiveness as a value in and of itself. I think I tend to need some reason to forgive. You don't just forgive willy-nilly. But that it is still an important thing to do, and often important for us to forgive others for ourselves. But yeah, what does forgiveness and grace mean to you? Perhaps a journal prompt, a meditation prompt, but I would also love to hear what forgiveness means to you in the comments down below. Thank you all so very much for being here today and being a part of our daily ritual. Again, please share in the comments what forgiveness means to you, and share this ritual with someone that you think would really enjoy it or could use this reminder today. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a like and a 5-star rating and a review down below. These are all of the best ways to support the Cohere Collective and our daily ritual. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, our other content, and our offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check it all out. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.